253. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. And as a matter of fact, we've got a call holding. But first, I want to go to Jason Talley. Jason, we talked about you, I think it was on the Friday evening show. You managed to get yourself arrested here in Keene, and I wanted folks to hear the story, get an update real quick.
Thanks. Throw the book at him. Yeah.
How much time did you spend in jail?
I was there for about 3 days.
Okay.
It was 9 a.m. on Friday morning, and I was going to film in court. I film in courts all over the state of New Hampshire. I'm used to it. And
you do your own website, blogging stuff. You're essentially the press.
Yeah. My website is Talley TV, T-A-L-L-E-Y. And we're going to be obviously covering the Superior Court in Keene because they aggressed against me today. And so it was 3 days in a cage. I had a camera that I was using to photograph documents that I was going to receive at the front window because I was... You have to get a motion in order to film in trials, and I was trying to film Ian Freeman's trial.
And according to Rule 91A here in New Hampshire, you have the quote-unquote right or whatever to take pictures and video at the clerk of court's office.
It's clearly established.
Well, I don't know if it's clear because somebody's called in and said that according to Rule 73A, that may either be the rule, but the rule is also that the judges can do whatever they want with their courthouse, so therefore the rules that are laid out as far as rights for you are not necessarily rights for you if judges say they aren't rights for you, which is just, I just love that about America.
Well, yeah, exactly, because it gets worse than that. Then you receive a new order about how cameras are going to be conducted in the court building, and then when I was filming the actual trial for Ian Freeman, I received 3 pages of instructions on how I was going to operate a camera, and I couldn't zoom it. I couldn't pan it. It was just an incredible amount of restrictions on, it's the First Amendment, the freedom of the press. It's a good thing to have a transparent government. That is something that media should be doing more of, is especially in courts. A lot of very important stuff goes on. That's where they dealt out.
A lot of very important criminal activity goes on in courts.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But who are the? You have to ask yourself, who are the real criminals when somebody walks into a courthouse and then gets accosted by two guys? And if I can talk about what they did to me, this is when I was trying to go up to the clerk's window to ask for a motion so I could film the proceedings. Of the trial for Ian Freeman, they grabbed me. They kind of pinned me against the wall, and then they were going for my camera. And so I was trying to hold on to my property. It's something that I carry with me all the time, and I didn't want them to damage it or take it. And plus, we all know what they do to video. Sometimes they it becomes missing. Sometimes
no shortage of cases of that.
So. But then they got the cuffs out, and they handcuffed me, and at that point, I was not about to assist in my own kidnapping, so I dropped to my knees, and then I was able to sit down, and so one of the bailiffs, and he's in a video that copblock.org just recently shot and put out there, he grabbed me by the handcuffs, and he started dragging me to the elevator.
This is as painful as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, there's marks. I documented them. I couldn't take photographs because I was in isolation for 3 hours. I'm sorry, 36 hours. I was allowed out for 3 hours, or 1 hour a day, in total of 3 hours. But I'm dragged to the elevator, and then I'm brought down, and then four sheriff's deputies grab me, and they put me in a cage where I am held for 7 hours. They did bring me a bag lunch. And then after that, I went to the county correctional facility where I spent the weekend. And I'd like to remind the listener, this is for bringing a camera into a courthouse.
Now, there was some issue about processing or not processing. Did you initially not want to do it and thought better of it? Or what was going on there?
So I had heard stories of people hold out for processing, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see how long I'd be willing to do it. I'm a reporter, so I want to be able to share stories of my experience. I'm certainly going to be talking about what's going on in the Cheshire County Superior Court, but I'm also interested in what goes on in the corrections facility here in Cheshire County. And so this gave me an opportunity to kind of see what that was like. I got to see actually where Ian is being held, and I got to see him in his environment. So I'll be talking about that also.
So. Now, essentially they just make it as uncomfortable as possible for you if you do not process, if you decide to withhold your name, rank, and serial number, or whatever it is that you're supposed to give.
Well, thanks for asking about that, because they give you nothing. They put me, I have these Keen sandals that I always wear, and at 9 a.m. in the morning when I'm rushing out the door to film a trial, I didn't put socks on. And so they take your shoes, your belt, and your jacket from you. I was able to wear the rest of my clothing. This is after they patted me down, and they put me in this room, and there is nothing. You could sit on this surface, but it's just concrete, so it stays cold. And then there's a stainless steel toilet / water.
What they call a silver bullet.
Silver bullet.
It's a sink and a toilet combination thing.
And there's a drain in the middle of the floor, so I don't want to put my feet down there. I don't want to walk on that surface.
Yeah.
And they already conned me into walking in that room, and I asked them when I took off my shoes, I said, can I get some socks? And the guy said, in a few minutes.
Mm.
And that was reasonable to me. In a few minutes, okay, I'll get socks on my feet. But they didn't. They said I had to process before I got those socks. And I told the first woman, because they come by every couple of hours, and they say, are you sure you don't want to process? It'd really be, come on, we'll get you a warm blanket.
It'd be easy on us.
Hot shower. you get a pad. Just process. But I kept on asking, can I get my socks? Oh, you get your socks after you process. But I'm thinking, I already have a deal, with these people, and I was told that I could get these white socks. So I told her during one of her visits, this, what happened didn't really help with the trust between me and yourself and the Cheshire County Corrections System. And so I just wanted to hold out for a little while and see what they actually do to people in those environments. And I kept asking her, so how long do you keep people like this for? She wouldn't give me an answer.
Yeah, they're not going to. At this point, they will say or do anything in order to get you to comply. So they're not interested in giving you any new information. You bonded out today, yesterday?
A PR bond, which is $1,000. I wish I brought the forms, but it didn't even say, like, break a crime. It's like a break the peace and the harmony of Keen or something like that.
You broke all the rainbows.
I'll be covering this on my website, Tally TV, in a lot more detail.
TallyTV.com?
Yeah. So
Tally.tv.
TALLEY.TV.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and we have videos. I just released one of an incident that happened about a month ago when one of the employees, one of the hired muscle of the Cheshire County Superior Court, he said he'd break my camera right on video. And then a video that I'm going to be working on soon is I'm outside on the sidewalk, and the bailiff guy, the guy that grabbed me by the handcuffs and dragged me into an elevator, he hit my camera, and this is on the sidewalk outside of the court. So, I mean, these judges have a lot of power, but where does it end? Where does it end?
Well, I mean, essentially the question is, how are you going to get a law enforcement officer to enforce the law against a law enforcement officer? If they want to break the laws, they can do whatever they want. And at that point, as a citizen, what is your recourse? It is, as an individual, I guess I should say. I don't think there's actually any citizens around. Citizen indicates that there's some kind of reciprocal deal between the government and you, and there's not.
Right. It's the live for your die state, but I see that they're doing a lot of things wrong, and that's why I evoked my Article 10 right to revolution a while back.
Well, Jay Sason, thanks for the update, and all the best, and we'll keep up on you. It's tally.tv.com. You can call in at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Monday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You can call in, talk about what you want. Also, go check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. It has dozens of ladies who have proven that they are listeners to Free Talk Live in many different ways.
Ooh, it's a lady.
If you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? It's happening. and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. I'm a mover, and
you guys I'm a mover.
Me too.
There you go, Free State Project. Let's go to
Do you get an endorsement like that?
How many shows were all three hosts?
Yes.
Yeah, Free State Project members. Fletcher in Wisconsin. Fletcher.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I haven't been listening for a couple of days. I know you guys talked about Occupy Wall Street, I think yesterday on the show.
I wasn't on the show yesterday, but I know we've talked about it here and there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I actually have it in my show prep again.
Yeah, I don't know if it was from this last weekend, but there was a video I saw where like the cops had like corralled a bunch of people, like a bunch of women, or like, you know, like feminists or something.
Yeah.
And then they just like maced them all in the corral. Did you see that?
I did see a video of some macing, and I think that it seems to me what's going on with the Occupy Wall Street group is that essentially at first they ignored them, and now they're getting tired of them sort of hanging out on the street all times of day and night, and they're trying to, in not-so-pleasant ways, persuade them to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they're really trying to just. I mean, I know they're, you know, they're probably like a bunch of feminists, and you know they don't shave their pits or anything like that. But that's no reason to mace them. You know?
Well, it doesn't seem fair. No,
from what I've seen, yeah. It seems like there's a pretty decent collection of different types of groups. You know, they're coming to protest for one reason or another.
Yeah, I don't think they entirely even know why they're protesting all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of just like. Etards and stuff that feel like they're doing something.
What's that term? Etards?
Etards.
What's that?
You know, 4chan, Anonymous, etc.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Etards like internet? Because I hear etard and I think somebody who eats a lot of ecstasy.
No, etard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even familiar
with
that term.
I'm hearing etards over and over again.
What does
like,
the B stand for in
etard?
Random.
B stands for random in etard?
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Wow, that's totally random.
It is hard to understand what 4chan's talking about, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think sometimes they try to, you know, get all lofty and preachy like there's some, I don't know, some big goal or whatever, but I think people just...
Do you see anything good coming
out
of this Occupy Wall Street thing? Do you see anything good coming out of it?
Well, I don't really know what they're trying to accomplish. I feel like... Isn't this supposed to be modeled after when they were trying to get Mubarak out of power? That's kind of what they're modeling this after, like the occupation, and we're going to stay until you listen to us.
That's the idea.
Why aren't they like occupying the Fed? You know.
Well, I don't think they even know that. They figure it's Wall Street that's doing it. Some people seem to think that it's Wall Street that's doing it. Wall Street certainly is involved.
Most of the signs I've seen seem to blame capitalism. I saw one that said, "Not free free people, not free markets," or something like that.
Which is very that's very ironic statement.
I know. And actually, one of the he was a former co-host on the show, Johnson, did a little video on this, and he asked the guy holding the sign, he's like, well, what does that sign mean to you? What is a free market? Why do you think it's a bad thing? And the guy's like, I don't really know. I didn't make the sign.
Oh,
I'm just holding it.
They're worse than the Tea Party.
we heard this worked in Tahrir Square. We're going to try it here.
Yeah, yeah.
They're,
and
they're
supposedly,
worse, they're
I guess...
worse than the Tea Party, except they probably smell, too.
Yeah, I guess this was supposed to happen in every major city, and, like, it didn't start off too well. I mean, like, in New York, they had a couple people, and they were being ignored.
London, too.
Yeah, yeah, supposedly it's supposed to, like, kick off the revolution around the world.
Well, I think that to some extent we are seeing something like that. I just had some numbers, and I didn't pull them up tonight for show prep, but I've got them. And it talks about essentially the displeasure that Americans have with their government. And it seems to be a sort of a worldwide thing going on. The communication levels have risen to the point in the world that people realize that these people that are in in, you know, whatever ruling town it is that rules my country are actually purveyors of feces, and that they are attempting to have me to swallow their little colostomy bags that they're offering to everyone. And, you know, the numbers just keep on going up and up and up as far as dissatisfaction goes. The economy clearly has something to do with it. And I think that there's sort of the good thing about the Occupy Wall Street folks is they create sort of they are a symptom and sort of a creation of more of the dissatisfaction with what's going on. Maybe there can be some kind of improvements had in our lives and freedom as a result of dissatisfaction. I don't know, but you know, those that are most organized and have the most clear message are the ones that are more likely to have something happen. Fletcher?
Well, I don't know if this is because the Occupy Wall Street thing was, I don't know, they got a little bit of press, but it was kind of a dud compared to what they were shooting for. But they put out another anonymous, but another press release that was like October 15th, Global Revolution Day, and I don't know. I guess they're gonna try to do the same kind of thing then.
Apparently, it was also some kind of Latino holiday in Los Angeles. So while they're protesting capitalism and big business, Pepsi and Budweiser are throwing this huge festival for Latinos in the area.
Yay!
And so that got all the attention, and they got, like, none.
It seems like, I think Tahrir Square went on for months in advance of whatever went on afterwards. Egypt.
Okay.
So it went on for months and months. So the expectation that you're going to say the revolution is on October the 15th and that that's going to work, it seems somewhat naive and Pollyannish. I hope they have some kind of effect in say, divesting the government of its controllers and corporation. But frankly, I think the problem is the government, not the corporations. I don't trust the folks in the corporations much either, but the government seems to be the biggest problem for me. Fletcher, I appreciate the call. Apparently, a BTARD is someone who browses 4chan. So there is at least an alliterative tie there.
Okay.
I thought he was saying ETARD.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
ETARD is
somebody who eats ecstasy a lot.
To the point of
like to the point where they are
dumb.
ETARDed.
Okay.
But I kept hearing it and I'm going, ETARD, Wall Street, I don't get the connection at all.
I suppose that TARD is a word, is a suffix that gets tacked on to a lot of things in order to sort of
disparage them. Yeah, if it rhymes with three.
matter of fact, when we were going out in the last segment, I said that Jason Talley's website and apparently said it wrong. So it's tally.tv.com.
No, just tally.tv, I believe.
Did I say it again?
Yes, you did.
Tally.tv.
All right.
Tally.tv. Okay.
Man.
Tally.tv. T-A-L-L-E-Y. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, ingredients fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tetler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. FreeTalkLive.com has all kinds of free things for you. We give you options on how to listen to the show. The news.freetalklive.com will allow you to find different ways to find out what's going on with Free Talk Live. And, in fact, cam.freetalklive will let you view what's going on in the studio at cam.freetalklive.com. That's what we do. Free Talk Live, we supply you with everything you need to listen to our program. Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency, or be extended to handle your whole house. It'll take a 25-cubic-foot freezer completely off the grid. Add a few solar panels and batteries, and it'll handle your cooking and heat your water. This is the only system that you can start small and expand at your own pace, even adding solar panels and batteries you get from other companies. Even on a Sunday night, experts are taking your standing by to answer your calls. You can call for free education. If all you have to do is go to the website, they've set up a website just for our listeners. It's freetalkliveSolar.com. Go check it out. This is an amazing system. Frankly, I've learned quite a bit about it, and it is the only system of its kind. It allows you to have a generator system, and you can solar power some things at your house. And normally, a generator just sits outside, just sits there until you need a generator. But in this case, you can have a generator, and it can run all these necessary things. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Let's go to, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Let's go to Jessica in Wisconsin. Jessica.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to talk about what your last caller, I believe his name is Fletcher, was talking about, the Wall Street protests.
Yes.
I was under the impression that Anonymous had actually just released a new press release today.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was actually Mudkip, Mudkip, Tits, Bitch, Fuck.
Oh, that's right. She called in 2 weeks ago.
I recognize the voice three. In a second, at like that first second.
That's
unfortunately, there is a don't actually get to say those words on the radio.
That doesn't do anything. Right. You know, I'm not going to let you say that word on the radio. I've dumped you out, and that's what happens when you call in and you say dirty words. And, you know, I mean, it would be one thing if you just said Mudkip. You know, whatever that means, those sort of dumb 4chan words. But, you know, you
here's
say the
thing.
Other... Naughty words, you can't
well,
say that.
Will one of you, whatever this girl, Jessica in Wisconsin, please, please call in and tell me why you suck at prank calls.
Well, I mean, that would be the one thing. Like, let's be funny.
Yeah. Well, I used to prank call into the show, and Mark, I mentioned one of my prank calls to you, and you were surprised that it was even a prank call. You thought I was really a freegan calling in.
That's right. One guy called in claiming to be a freegan, and that was, you know, that was cool.
Which, for those who don't know, they like to eat out of trash cans.
Yeah, that's what a freegan does. But, you know, or somebody, you know, one time called in and said, hey, what would you guys, are you guys ready for a zombie attack? And, you know, it was really a great, you know, and people call in and do character voices.
Cobra Commander has called in before. I mean, but, you know, these are all clever, but these kids, they just get on and they're like, dude,
I'm 17 years old. I've said poop on the radio.
Yeah. My,
you know, it's not funny.
What was his name? Mike from Red Bar Radio. He used to do prank calls, and I have to say, there was a while where he would call in like once a week and do a George Bush impression, and it was so funny. He would talk about free ice cream day, and just like, I mean, those made me laugh out loud. I would go back and listen to it.
We have it as a promo, actually. So
it's hilarious. Please, prank girl. Try harder.
Yeah, just be funny. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, not that hard.
Amuse somebody. Let's go to Zach in California. Zach?
How you doing?
All's well.
Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Well, just to start off, before I get to what I wanted to talk about, I want a little clarification on the word beatard.
Okay.
A beatard is not necessarily someone who peruses 4chan, but specifically the B channel.
Ah, gotcha.
Which is called random.
Gotcha.
Every channel has a letter corresponding to it, and R was taken, so they chose B.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And, okay. Well, it's what I want to get to talk about. Sorry.
Sure.
Well, this weekend I went to the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa.
Okay.
And while I was playing some poker, I got up to get some food at one time, came back, see my table had broken, and I had to go all the way down to security, which is like a quarter mile walk. Away. And so I had to go down there.
Why'd you have to go down to security? Because your table had broken.
My table had broken. There weren't enough people to play. So my money had gone to security.
Okay, so why would you leave your money at the table when you go to get some food?
Well, I had like $500. It was more than the maximum buy-in. So I didn't have to buy in again with $100. So I just went to get food and I would come back and play more.
Gotcha. So they don't have people that walk around and take your order like they do it in Vegas.
You can't eat at the table.
Gotcha.
And also the restaurant on the other side of the building.
Gotcha.
So I go down there to pick up my money. They have to, you know, check the security camera to make sure it's me. Check the back tapes. They ask for a copy of my ID, which I didn't, you know, seem as odd, but. Well, I asked them a question, you know, what would you do if I didn't have an ID? They said, well, you wouldn't get your money. And I said, even though you know it's me, even though you can see on the camera that it's me, right? Mm-hmm. They take the tapes and it's my money in front of me. And they're like, nope, we would just keep it. I said, really?
That's creepy.
You could just keep my money?
Well, like, I mean, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they can keep your money if you leave your money at somebody else's table, yeah.
Well, it was my seat at my table. It's a common...
All right. I suppose that makes some sense. I don't know anything about this stuff, but okay, go ahead.
So I thought that was weird, you know, and I said, well, how could you just not give them their money if you don't have ID? And they said, well, you're actually not allowed in without ID, which I thought was ridiculous. There's 5,000 people in here. You didn't check everyone's ID. My ID didn't get checked when I walked in.
Sure, yeah. Didn't.
So if I didn't have one when I came in and I came back, well, that's not really the point. But, So, next to the security officer, there's a man starts getting a little harsh with me, and he pulls out a little necklace, and he has a little police symbol on it. He's like, well, hey, I'm a retired cop, you know, retired police
hey, chief. Could you take that badge and stick it someplace else?
Well, it's a necklace. It's a gold necklace, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, I say, oh, that's neat. You're a retired police chief. Cool. And you're working here. That's nice. And he says, well, actually, it's the law. You have to have your ID on you at all times. And I said, you're a retired police chief? And you think that's the law? He's like, yeah.
For
you
one,
your ID on you, you can be arrested. And I said, really? I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not true. He's like, I'm positive it is. That's how we teach everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that is definitely not true.
Take us, please.
A driver's license, you have to have one
your real name, your real first name, and that's it, right?
I don't know what, you know, they're going to claim all kinds of different things that one has to do. It seems to me that, you know, you as a free person have the right to give whatever information you wish or wish not to give, so...
I have a feeling that that is not a law on the books at all.
I think some places they probably put it on. I think they probably put it on some place.
They don't really have a lot of trouble with it. Most people will say, my name is this. Here, have it. Just leave me alone, please.
Well, yeah, it's not a law that you have to have a license. You don't have to have a license. That's ridiculous. So why would it be a law that you would have to have your license on you?
Well, of course, you know, they have other types of IDs.
Yes.
You know, if it were the law, then they would arrest homeless people for not having an ID, not for urban camping or not having money in their pockets or all the other silly little things that they go after homeless people for. You know, if it would be as easy as not having an ID, they just go after them for that.
Yeah, it was kind of scary that this man said he was a retired police chief, and he said that's how they train everyone.
Well, they train everyone to lie, yes.
Yeah, of course.
they train cops to lie to get the information they want and get compliance.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious, and I didn't want to get into them. You know, obviously, I'm in a casino. They don't have the same kind of laws as outside the casino, so I didn't really want to try my luck too hard.
Zach, appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Call in with your story.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know,
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
That's 855-450-3733. You know that cigarettes are probably going to kill you. They kill a lot of people every year. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by many metrics. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? You just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. You get a free starter kit and free shipping, because all orders over $60 get free shipping, and this is, I believe, $69.99. For more information, go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's a great deal, one of the best-made vaporizers that I've ever seen. It's nice and heavy and substantial. You'll be happy with the product. I've tried it, and it's pretty awesome. Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Kenneth in Colorado. Kenneth?
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Last week, you guys were on talking about medical cannabis and THC and CBN and CBD and all kinds of stuff.
I'm not sure what CBN and CBD are.
Well, that's why I called.
Okay, great.
I'm a patient, and
okay.
I grow for myself, and I usually use edibles. The deal, I'm a pain patient. The deal with the whole CBD, THC, CBN business is that the various different cannabinoids have various different effects on the body and on the head. And for pain, the THC really isn't the most important ingredient. Apparently, without any THC, it's not going to work anyway. But you need a lot of the CBD, which is, it's a 15-letter word or something. It's called
gotcha.
CBD. And same thing with CBN. You need the CBD and the CBN in order to activate the different receptors that give you tolerance to pain. And for various other things, for example, for like appetite control and nausea, it turns out the THC is really mostly what you need. And so that would be for like cancer patients and things like that.
Now you said you prefer the edibles. Have you tried other methods like smoking, vaporizing, the pill, the Marinol?
Let me explain. First of all, I've never been a smoker. Mm-hmm. And I started late with the cannabis as medicine. So I did try vaporize. And I have to admit that vaporizing, for the most part, works. But it also seems to be more given the same herb that you would otherwise bake into food or something like that. Given the same herb, it seems to be more psychoactive, vaporizing. And the other problem.
What's psychoactive mean?
Psychoactive meaning you may be more forgetful, you may be, you may think things are funnier, you know, all the typical stuff, right?
Gotcha.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And with the edibles, I find more of, say, the couch lock effect, you know, the
don't want to move,
relaxation and so forth.
Yeah.
And I think the reason is because it's probably better at delivering the CBD.
Yeah, I've done some research myself in the subject, and I have to agree with you that, yeah, the eating it, definitely you feel it more in your body. It's what's known as a body high.
Right.
And, you know, you just feel relaxed. I remember feeling very lazy, actually, more so than I care to.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it also more expensive to be baking that into food, or?
I think it goes farther, actually.
Okay.
Also, it's hard to tell. I think a lot of smokers, and I don't smoke. I have a couple times. I think the smokers probably go through more. I think they just burn a lot of it, frankly. I don't think they get, you know, the full value out of all of it. And that's another interesting thing, of course. The smokers probably also get some highs off of derivatives of burned cannabis that you wouldn't normally get that may be less healthy. It's hard to say. Whereas if you vaporize, you probably get, you know, the essence of the plant, and hard to say anything more than that.
Sure, sure. That's the method of vaporizing. That's what it's all about, really.
Is
that you're not taking in any of the burnt plant matter. It's just heating the chemicals, the active chemicals, and you're inhaling those.
And the same thing goes with baking.
Sure.
You're not gonna. I mean, if you don't.
Yeah, you're not going to be inhaling it. Yeah, you're pretty much just going to be eating it in a butter form.
So
also in growing, I found that when you grow for pain, it really helps to grow to the mature side. You know how you see all these pretty pictures of all the, and now I'm kind of having I'm on the air metal block, but the resins.
Yeah.
You know, the things that hold the resin.
Mm-hmm. The crystals?
Yeah, they got a name for it. And like I said, I'm having an on-the-air mental block. But anyway.
What are they called?
I don't know.
I'm having the same mental block.
No,
I can't believe
too.
It. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're talking about the crystals, right?
Yeah. Typically, when they just start to turn a little white.
There are 100,000 screaming potheads out there right now yelling whatever that word is.
When they just start to turn a little white. That's usually when they're considered, or when about half of them turn white, that's usually around the time a pothead would harvest. You know, somebody who wants the, you know, pothead's a pretty good term in that regard, because it's people who want the psychoactive effect.
Sure, sure. Someone who's looking to sell it for a profit, it will pick it then.
Yeah, right. It looks pretty and all that stuff. But I've found that if I basically let all the pistils die, you know, to where they go beyond being orange and they just die off and fall off. And then I've got pretty much all white resins on there, and they're even turning a little orange at that time. That's really what I maximize the CBDs and CBNs and all the derivatives. And that's because, from what I've read, it seems like the THC decays into the CBDs and CHNs and so on as the plant ages, you know, beyond maturity.
So trichomes.
Sort of like an old maid.
Trichomes.
I just remembered it. I didn't look it up either.
God bless the internet.
No, I didn't look it up. I just remembered it.
A real frosty and maybe even turn orange. That's when it really becomes an old maid, and that's when the CBDs and CBNs are more of them, and it's a better body high, or
so,
if you will, painkiller.
In Colorado, you're allowed, if you're a medical marijuana patient, you're allowed to grow marijuana in your own home.
That's correct. 6 plants, 2 flowering. And a total of 2 ounces of product.
Interesting. So, what does that do for sort of the marijuana market out there otherwise? I mean, if people can just get a medical marijuana card, are cops still making arrests?
Frankly, I think it was novel enough or long enough that the price really didn't get a whole lot better, but you did get good stuff for the price. And because, you know, people who are growing medically are taking more care. They're not just trying to palm off, you know, something that gets you high.
Sure. They're not just mass producing it.
Right. They're crafting the weed for what they want to do with it, or the herb. So I think you actually get a better product for not a lot cheaper. And the other thing that I wanted to say about that, since you brought it up, is that we've kind of gone past a sort of a golden age for medical cannabis, it seems, in almost every state. The states that have it now, the state apparatus is finding ways to harass patients and to make it very difficult. For example, there are places in Colorado where they're actually claiming it's illegal to grow because they made it, first of all, it's in the Constitution that you can grow it medicinally.
Wow.
It doesn't say anything about you can't do it in this, that, or the other situation. Okay, I want to make that clear. Okay. But what they've done is they actually wrote a law at the State House that said, any county that wants to zone them so that they can't grow there can do that. And so all the counties are zoning it out.
But it's in the Constitution.
Of course, that's blatantly unconstitutional. But you know how that works. You get to be the first one to stick your neck out to go to prison and wait for your case to come up and all that.
Right. You got to go fight them on their turf using your money, and they will use your money to fight you too.
And, of course, Obama, to the extent that he got friendly to patients, is completely backed off now. You've covered that.
Oh, yeah. He's
so
wants nothing to do with
really
you guys.
Want to get you. And worse, the state is now cooperating with the feds in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all the information, Kenneth. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you'd like to talk about. 855-450-3733. It's a toll-free call brought to you by SACL CAI here on Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.